Now, why don't you get yourself nice, relaxed, and comfortable? As, I'm going to speak to you, and slowly, you'll find yourself deeper and deeper in the state of very comfortable, very familiar state of relaxation and trance. And all you have to do is simply listen to me. Simply listen to my words, concentrate, and soon enough you will find yourself falling deeper and deeper into a good, comfortable state. State of trance. That's all you have to do, really. Just simply get yourself very, very comfortable. Don't let anything disturb you. Put yourself in the way. Keep your shoes off. I want your body to be extremely and very relaxed. There is really not much that you have to do. It's just better to simply sit and listen. That's all there is to it. You just stretch out on your back with your legs separated so that no part of your calves or thighs are touching. Keep your feet separated at least 8 to 10 inches. Arms extended loosely and limply alongside your body. Palms facing downwards and fingers simply outstretched. Once I begin, you can help by remaining quiet and passive. The first goal is for you to become unaware of your body. You cannot best achieve that goal by avoiding movement. The first thing I want you to do is to fix your eyes at a spot on the ceiling overhead. Pick out an imaginary spot and stare at the spot without moving the muscles. Just simply stare at the spot without moving the muscles. Now, take a deep breath and fill up your lungs. Exhale, slowly, sleep now. Now, take a second and even deeper breath. Take in all the air that your lungs can hold. Exhale. Slowly, sleep now. Now that your eyelids closed down, now your eyelids are closed down. Leave them closed down until I ask you to open them again. You'll always be able to open your eyes unless I were to give you a direct command and tell you that your eyes are locked closed. I don't intend to do that. Hypnosis is a state of mind, not a state of eyes. Now, I want you to mentally picture and imagine that you're looking at the muscles in the tips of your toes of your left foot. In your imagination, follow those muscles as they move back into the ball of the foot. In your imagination, follow those muscles as they move back into the ball of the foot. back into the arch, and all the way back into the heel. Now, turn all those muscles. Let them grow limp and lazy. Just like a handful of loose rubber bands. Now, as the muscles begin to relax, just let your mind relax too. Let your mind drift where you look. Let your mind drift off to pleasant scenes in your imagination. And now, let the relaxation go up into the ankle now. From the ankle all the way up to the left knee, the calf muscles begin to grow loose and limp, heavy and so relaxed. All of your tensions are fading away. You're relaxing more with each easy breath you take. Begin breathing more deeply. Now, just as you breathe each night, when you're deep and sound and slumber, just imagine that you can see your breath as a white mist coming from your nostrils. Each and every time that you exhale this white mist, you're freeing yourself of tension and going deeper and deeper into drowsy and relaxation. The left hip, the long thigh muscles are turning loose, easing up and just relaxing now. Now, as those muscles relax, just let go a little more. And gently, calmly, easily, drifting over into a pleasant state of easier. Now let the wake relaxation start from the toes of your left foot, just a few seconds ago. Let it move over now into the toes of the right foot, back into the arch, and all the way back to the heel. Turn all of those muscles loose, and go deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation, into the ankle. The muscles let go. From the ankle all the way up to the right knee, the calf muscles are turning loose and letting go. You're relaxing more and more with each easy breath that you take, with each sound that you hear, each sound carries you deeper and deeper into the drowsy state. Deep. deeper and deeper in sleep. Into the shoulder, the muscles let go. From the shoulders, down to the elbows of both arms. The upper arm muscles are turning loose, easing out, and just relaxing now. From the elbows, down to the wrists, on both arms, the forearm muscles grow limp and lazy. From the wrists to the fingertips of both hands, each muscle and nerve lets loose of all the tensions, relaxing. You're drifting down, deeper and deeper in sleep, into your jaws, the muscles relax, the jaws are parting slightly, the teeth not quite touching, all around the mouth, the muscles let go. Up through the nose, each nerve gives way. All around the eyes, the muscles are heavy and so relaxed. Even your eyebrows are relaxing now. Across the forehead, the muscles smooth out. Across the top of the skull, down the back of the neck, down through the temples, back around the ears. All of the muscles are loose and lazy, just like a handful of loose rubber bands. And you may feel now a pleasant tingling sensation in the tips of your toes or in your fingertips. A pleasant tingling sensation growing stronger and stronger now, as your entire body is being bathed in the pleasant glow.
In a moment, I'm going to relax you.
An utter relaxation.
In a moment,
now you're completely relaxed.
I'm going to begin counting
each muscle
backwards.
And nerve in your body
to one
is losing time.
The moment I
relax
the number 10,
and
you will allow your eyelids to remain closed.
So
the moment I say the number 10,
so
you will, in your mind's eye, see yourself at the top of a small set of stairs. The moment I say the number 9 and each additional number, you will simply move down those stairs, relax more and more, completely. At the base of the stairs,
is a large feather bed with a comfortable feather pillow. The moment I say the number one, he will simply sink into the bed, resting your head on the feather pillow. Number 10, eyes closed at the top of the stairs. 10,
is wide open.
Very
to suggestions. And so it's easy to embrace new ways of thinking and to understand the changes that may happen in your body and how one thought may change the whole way of thinking and how the thought process may change the whole behavioral pattern, which may take time and progress to really come through in new expressions. in the way. But you behave. That may be perhaps different from the way you behave on a regular basis, on a day by day. But changes, they become an essential part of the day by day routine. Slowly, surely, may happen over time, not immediately, but over time, it may seep in. Accidentally, without any conscious control over it, but more like an accident that may happen once in a while, but then taking on the more permanent form, just like the changes in your body. Nothing is immediate. The changes are gradual. And so is your behavior. It consists of different little patterns that constitute your whole appearance. Your appearance to the outside world. As your inner world is changing, and so is your appearance to the outside world. And those little changes may all come due to the simple chemical reactions within your body. On the micro cell level, little tiny changes that spread around and influence you. On the subconscious level, that you haven't even thought of before. You see, it all comes down to the chemical reaction within your body. It's all about the elements interacting with one another on a very basic chemical level. As you may wish, you could be more feminine. You may visualize right now the hormonal changes within your body, as they are very important. As they are very important at influencing your levels of emotions that may fluctuate day by day, depending on the rising levels of estrogen and decreasing testosterone levels. And as you may visualize the levels of estrogen rise up, and the testosterone levels go down, like a deep scale. The estrogen is invading more and more space within your body. It makes it harder to be rational and to make rational decisions. That is easier to be more emotional. Logic doesn't make any more sense. It's much easier to follow your emotions. They require much less thinking and simply more intuitive. What it appears to you, at least. Into the situation. Emotional decisions of the way you're going to behave. Adjust that. They're simple and easy. They don't require holding back. Express yourself, and you may show it in your voice without any reservation, in your face, as you may use more expression and openness, and it may make laugh when you want to. Louder, and you may giggle when you don't have much to say, and may just replace parts of the speech. And if you want to cry, you may. Because you are taken over by this strong emotion, and when you feel sad or sensitive, you may be compelled to cry. If you watch a sad movie, you may be compelled to cry. When you feel overcome with happiness, you may cry. There is no need to hold it back. You may simply be yourself. There is no reason to reserve or hide your emotional state. As a matter of fact, it is very, very difficult for you to do so, as your hormonal levels are dictating your behavior. So be yourself. Be free. Be completely liberated. Now, if your testosterone levels were higher, you would be able to hide the emotions, but only men do that. You are free from your masculinity. It's a thing of the past, as you may have come to terms with your inner feminine side. And meanwhile, a man could be compelled to hold back the emotions with higher estrogen levels. As a woman, you really don't have to do that. You may easily express them. There is absolutely nothing standing in the way. You are completely free. The tip scale has been overcome with estrogen levels. You may visualize it. You may think about it. What it looks like on the inside. The chemical reaction is very intense. It's a very intense process. It is nothing that you may not notice. It is a complete chemical rewiring, change of the cell structure, of the chemical components pushing the testosterone out and replacing it with estrogen. The whole chemical structure of your body is up for a change. So no wonder it is something that affects your behavior. It is no wonder that you're compelled to feel this way. There is no shame. It is simply who you are. It is simply what happens when the estrogen is higher. The hormones are dictating so much how you feel, and it's okay to feel this way. Let those emotions out. Let them dictate the speech, the intonation, spacious. The levels of your voice. That's right. Let them come out. It's okay. It is totally okay. On a day-by-day basis. Slowly and surely, feeling more and more emotional, more and more. Embracing and feeling more and more comfortable with a newly adjusted chemical state. It's okay to be totally and completely emotional, bitch. You may forget all the suggestions when you wake up, but you will firmly remember the emotional state that you may be in.